96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
To Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, April 25th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today in the studio. Big man. Big man, because we have the Anglican Church Men Organization here. Now, I'm usually entertaining the Anglican Church women. This is the first time y'all actually even reach out to come on my show. So I'm not sure if I should be feeling privileged that I have Anglican Church men here in my presence, or I should be feeling slighted. Saying, see, look how long you all take to come on my show to talk about what you all doing, right? What is Anglican Church men? Because the women them know me. They just call me, text me on the phone, hey, when can I come in? And then you all just pop up. Men different. I'm seeing that Anglican Church men different. We have the president here. We're going to let him introduce himself because he's a big time. Everyone know him for his philanthropic, I hope I pronounced it right, work and his organizational style. He's a big shot, renowned. People know of him with what he's doing. So the idea that he has graced me with his presence and brought his organization here to speak about the efforts that they are doing, I am humbled and I am thankful. I am grateful. And I can let him introduce himself and introduce his guest too. And then tell me why you care. Then Aaron can help me with the interview as to what is an Anglican Church man, right? Why y'all started? What y'all does be doing, right? So the wider audience can appreciate
I know what they be doing. They be cooking. They be making bread. They be grilling and roasting things.
They do grill.
And they don't tell the women.
They do grill.
That's what they be doing.
They do grill. I know they do grill. I can say that.
They be sharing time together and having fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't tell you.
Yes.
But until it over.
It's a thriving organization. And to see so many men together, working together.
Yeah.
And camaraderie is something to be proud of. So without further ado, go ahead, Ms. Moss.
So first and foremost, I am elated, and I don't want anybody to feel slighted.
I feel slighted already. Spread it thick. Go ahead, talk.
Don't feel slighted that we have only just come, but recognize that we are here for such a time as this, right? And nothing is ever happening before its time. I know you here in the radio world understand that, you know, for such a time we're here, and we're thankful to be here. My name is Javon Moss. I serve as a council president for the Anglican Church Men of the Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. And I am joined today by Mr. Greg Sherman, who is the co-chair of the 50th Conference of the Anglican Church Men, an event that's coming up in just a few short weeks. And so we join us to use the vessel of your show to spread the word about what the ACM is, what we stand for, what we do, what our values are. And you already started to talk about the enviable fellowship that happens when men get together. And I think if we have more exchanges in that way, this country as a whole could be a better place. And we represent two countries, and I would be remiss if I didn't, you know, mention the fact that we have two countries, the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands, that work together, and the synergy and the brotherhood is really, the camaraderie is second to none. We're organized in such a way that there are branches throughout Nassau, throughout the archipelago of islands, and also throughout the Turks and Caicos Islands. And all of them will come together, we come together annually for our annual men's conference and our annual general meeting. And this year, being the 50th, we're delighted to be hosted at St. Matthew's. That's right on Shirley Street near Church.
Church and Bain, Church and Shirley.
Church and Shirley Street.
Church and Shirley Street, just before you get to the bridge.
Just before Paradise.
The last stop before Paradise.
Yes.
I always call out East Paradise. I like how you all put that there, like that. Also, I'd like to say, these are good men.
These are good men.
Because I would have responded. I would have answered you and asked you when the last time you've been to church, talking about why it takes us so long to get here. We're waiting for you to come to church, sir. To extend our invitation.
Let me change the topic from you. And tell me more about Anglican Church men in terms of the history. What do you all do? What do you all just be doing?
So one of the things, and I'm going to let Greg jump in a minute. One of the things that's important to us is making sure that men build their spirituality, and men have a space where they can be men. We can be men. We can address and discuss issues that affect men. We support the churches tremendously in terms of maintenance, in terms of upkeep. And in addition to that, we do a lot of fundraising that helps us to be able to do outreach work. So different branches throughout the diocese would be engaged in mentorship programs where, they do interactions with young men in terms of, going into the community, making sure guys know how to tie a tie, how to tie their shoelaces, how to change a tire, how to interview for a job, how to dress appropriately, how to, there is a void of, as you know, of good men in the community. And in those gaps, you will find the ACM doing a lot of philanthropic work, giving back. A lot of ACMs, deliver food. They're engaged with, different homes and together. When you put all that effort together, you realize that we're really making an impact in the communities where we are.
I like to think of it like this. Not that they're not a lot of good men, but there are not a lot of opportunities for men to realize the goodness that is within them and their potential for goodness. And the ACM, I imagine, and its activities create vehicles where men can, I would say, explore that, but begin to understand, I'm a good man. And if I work hard, if I try harder, if I do these things, then I can manifest more of that goodness within me.
Indeed. Our theme song, Rise Up, O Men of God, constantly reminds us that we have so much to give away.
Mm-hmm.
The church is waiting for us. The nation is waiting for us. It's really up to us to realize that God is with us. And because of that, We have an obligation to, give the greatness, the light that's within us to other people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, before we start talking about the conference itself, and I know Greg Sherman looks like he's in charge of organizing that at St. Matthew's Church, but before we do that, I would like to know, how does one join the Anglican Churchmen? What's that procedure?
So the procedure is relatively simple. Once you are a member of an Anglican church, and you attend monthly meetings with the branch. The branch is a meeting on a monthly basis. After some point, you would be invited to become a member. You would go through a process of jacketing, and you would pay your dues, and you become a member.
You can explain what jacketing means, right?
Jacketing really means that you are now wearing a burgundy jacket, and you are an official member of the branch. So during that process, you're prayed for, your ministry is prayed for, as you undertake to become an Anglican churchman.
And want to go on the grill. Well, I know every Anglican churchman, they know how to grill. Big grillers just show up and they start cooking food. I would like to know, when do I get promoted to say, you can handle the grill?
I tell you all, they be doing things.
They be cooking.
Those are just some of the things that we do. Those are just some of the things we do as from an outreach perspective. But good morning. Good morning. Mm-hmm. Those in Radio Land, my name is Greg Sherman. I am the co-chair for the 50th conference of the ACM of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm also the president of the Anglican Church Men at St. Matthew's Anglican Church, for which we will be hosting this conference.
How did you get the whole conference?
The concept was, this is our 50th year, and we wanted to go big. Mm-hmm. And usually, I have an official statement that go big or go home. And St. Matthew's, being the oldest Anglican church edifice in the Bahamas, we thought it fitting to go there, as well as we're using the facilities at the Warwick Hotel to have our
daily Close.
Conferences and meetings and stuff like that. So it just came together as you know, simple, in route to Paradise Island, stop at St. Matthew's, and then you go to Warwick Hotel. And we just thought it all came together.
So what should I be expecting? It's 50th anniversary conference.
So one of the things that will highlight the conference is we have five speakers, very dynamic speakers that will feed into the Anglican churchmen participating in the conference and anybody else who decides that they want to be a part of it. Included more recently is the Commissioner of Police, who's also going to join us. We have Dr. Malena, who is an international speaker, who speaks on the topic, what is a man?
What is a man?
What is a man? Our spiritual advisor, Dr. Kerry Marcel, is a part of that lineup as well. And two other speakers that we have.
Reverend Dr. Ranford Patterson, he would have been the former president of the Bahamas Christian Council. Mm-hmm. Yes,
and then we also have Dr. Pinto.
Gregory Pinto,
who will men's health. He's mm-hmm. a board-certified urologist and surgeon. And so what we're trying to do in our sessions, valuable information that's given, and we are beginning the process of taking care of a man, you know, spiritually. We're talking about medically making sure. Obviously, there are social ills that the Commissioner of Police will be able to unpack and perhaps even mm-hmm. guide the ACM on how we can be more impactful in the crime space. And then Dr. Malena, who has been working with men all over the world, will help us to understand a little bit more about who we are and, you know, what we should be doing as an organization to make greater impact.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to say, when you have the commissioner in the room, I think one thing is great to explore from his perspective is how does the force emanate or enable officers to acknowledge the authority of other officers and still maintain and operate within their own authority? Like, how do officers on the same lateral plane interact with each other? How do they manage, right, this authority? And because I think a lot of young men in particular, I think the message is important for young men in particular. How do a whole bunch of men be in one space and honor each other's manness and their authority as men without feeling diminished in their own masculinity? And I think the force is a great space to explore that. How do officers, understanding that other officers have the same level of authority, interact with each other?
Nice. Okay.
So I think we have a similar dynamic that actually works in mm-hmm. the ACM, right? We have branch presidents, all of which are on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
But we recognize that we're at we keep the goal in front of us, right? Mm-hmm. And because of that, it causes people to adjust. You know, if there's an issue, we have a discussion on it, somebody's going to have to yield. And I don't know whether or not there's enough self-awareness, mm-hmm. And even perhaps just an understanding that at the end of the day, we have to get to the goal. And mm-hmm. sometimes it means somebody's going to have to yield. Somebody's right. going to have to, there's a yielding, level of flexibility that's, they have to figure it out.
Because yielding can make you feel emasculated and diminished, but the environment must reinforce that you yielding is not an abdication of authority
right.
or power.
Right.
Well, I'm glad that we have these mechanisms, these groups of men and women, ACW as well, can model and see this model in operation.
Working, yeah.
Yeah.
Greg, how many days is the conference?
The conference is about 3 days. It begins on May 30th and it ends on June 2nd.
And who will all be attending this conference?
Well, it's open to all the Anglican Church men once you've registered. And
Is there a fee associated?
Well, with all these conferences, you know, there are always fees, you know, in order to...
If you can teach my husband how to bake bread in the oven, I don't care. I pay in it. That'll be his Father's Day gift.
So tell us about the fees. How much is it?
Well, you know, it's different prices based on if you're coming from the Family of Islands or coming from Turks and Caicos, you know, there's hotel accommodations that need to be paid for, as well as day passes for persons who are here in Nassau who want to come and be a part of the day sessions.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, it's one big packed, what's the word I want to use? It's one big packed
payment schedule.
It's
like
a package deal.
Oh yeah, yeah. So you could get a package deal. Or you could break it down into parts.
So let's talk about one day, two days.
Okay, hold on, just before you go there, I coming in from the Family Islands. I don't want to stay in no hotel. I want the full Anglican experience.
You want to stay with Mr. Sherman?
You all don't have no people to people programming.
We do. We do have a people to people program.
Are you coming stay at your house? There's the pause.
He said, not my house, but there will be a house available.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that is known that happens a lot and has happened, throughout the history of these conferences, when you go to the Family Islands, you might end up living with another ACM brother, and you know, it works out that well. Works out very well that way. So if you have, sometimes people from the Family Islands, they live with their family.
Yeah.
So they stay for a couple of days, they live with their family, and then they have their family deliver them to the centers, wherever the sessions are being held.
So I can say Family Islanders, Turks Islanders, when you're reaching out, reach out with a picture, show them what you bring in.
Yes.
From the island to share in the household.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's how you get in.
Yeah. So day one, day two, day three. What do I expect for day one?
Day one is just registration. Registration, which will happen on that day. Persons coming in from the airport, get them settled into the hotel. And on the first day, we'll be meeting with...
We have opening sessions. Obviously, our annual general meeting is taking place, so a lot of tabling of report. And
business aspect.
Business.
Yeah.
And then we also have our opening service, where the bishop will open the conference. 50th conference. Yeah. That'll take place at St. Matthew's. And then also there's a little reception afterwards, giving us an opportunity to fellowship specifically with the brothers from the islands and from the Turks and Caicos who would come in. And then the next day, sessions start, our speakers start.
This is day two now.
This is day two.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then day three, we have a trip to Harbour Island planned. And it's not a fun trip. It's not fun.
Everything in Harbour Island is fun, though.
It's not fun.
I'm not going to get my own golf cart?
It's going to be a lot of work.
So you're going on like on a mission?
We're going on a mission, right?
Yes.
And we're going to divide up in three to do some work at a community center there.
Okay.
Some rehabilitation there. We're going to do some cleanup exercises. We're going to visit the sick and shut-in. Of the Saint. We're going to have a service first at St. John's, the historic parish. In Harbour Island, and then we will break out into groups. We have some interactions with some of the young people on the island, and we'll have some fellowship, but it's going to be at the end.
No, I like the idea of this Harbour Island trip and working while you're there.
Yeah.
It's like a pleasure working trip. I like that idea.
So one of the things that we always do at every conference is we make sure that we can imprint wherever we go. And so this is going to be an opportunity for us to make an impact in the community as a part of our give back during our conference.
But President Morse, you have membership throughout the archipelago.
Yes.
And you have membership in Turks and Caicos.
Yes.
You live in Nassau, man.
Yes.
How do you communicate and keep all of these men together?
So I do a lot of traveling, right? So only a few weeks ago, I was as far south as Salt Key. In the Turks and Caicos Islands. That's deep.
How many people on Salt Key?
A handful. Mm-hmm. Literally a handful. So a whole group of guys from Grand Turk went with me down to Salt Key. And we had a nice service. We engaged with the population there. And there's work being done at the church. And so we were able to get involved in that. So I have to try. I travel quite a bit. And my team also travels quite a bit. So last weekend, we had a team go out to Andres And in a few weeks, I'll be going to Abaco, and different team members will go out. We went to Eleuthera. We traveled to make sure that the branches are doing well and they have our support wherever needed. Just the other day, I was in the Berry Islands as well. Great Harbor Key. And so in that way, different branches are functioning. And, you know, from time to time, they just want to know that they are part of this bigger organization. And so this conference is a time when all of them come together. All of us will come together. And it brings, you know, the synergy. People get an understanding of what's working in other branches, what ideas other people can try, whether that's fundraising ideas, outreach ideas. And so while the conference is a lot of business and a lot of sessions, there's also that time when you can engage with like minds. So you get to meet mm-hmm. a president from another branch. You get a president from another island.
In this archipelago, outward archipelago, normally everything is family island to Nassau, family island to Nassau. Have your branches, are they working with each other, like sort of, I would say to the exclusion of the main body, but do you find that ACMs are connecting with each other without having to connect through New Providence?
So, that's a great question. In the north, you see a lot of that, mm-hmm. right? In Grand Bahama, for example, you would have the branches that work together. When they have anything, all of them come together and all they right. work together. In many cases, there are different churches and they operate almost as one unit.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that synergy. Now, what you're raising is an awesome opportunity where branches or islands could begin that process of connecting.
Mm-hmm.
What tends to happen is, and I want to see more of it as we move forward, we need the Nassau branches to connect a little better with a particular branch in the islands.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for example, the church that I go to, our companion parish is in Long Island, and it would be good to see that bond strengthened through mm-hmm. the Anglican Church vessel.
Yeah.
And so I take that point, and we can certainly work towards seeing more of that being done.
Mm-hmm.
If memory serves, I can term as president of the ACM.
This is my third term.
So, see, I ain't get updated. Well, so third term, right? And of course, people herald you in terms of, hey, we want you to stay, right? They like you, right? What does it take to be a president of the entire ACM?
I think, boy, it's just like leading people, right? The first thing you have to be able to do is you have to have a servant attitude, right? You're really here to serve, you know, mm-hmm. and you are here to listen. You know, it's one, and obviously you create a mission and you want to see some things accomplished. One of the things that I wanted to do was I wanted to see the face of our organization change and people not think of our organization as this old man's club, right? And so over the last 5 years, you would have seen a shift in us being able to attract younger ACM members while mm-hmm. also making sure that some of the more seasoned members recognize that there's a value in them to be able to support these younger. Synergy critical, because at the end of the day, in order for our organizations to continue to live beyond us, we always have to continue to plant seeds in the youth and in the next generation of ACM. So we would have seen the age and the look and the feel of the ACM be a little bit different than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, one of the things that I wanted to see happen.
So was my uncle Stephen Mitchell a good ACM member?
which branch was he at? Which parish?
He was at St. Matthew's.
You got to go with Sherman.
You talking about Daddy-O?
Daddy-O.
Yes. Yeah,
okay, good stuff. Because I did give him one idea, right? Long time ago, and the idea was the ACM games. Right? Men's game.
I like the ACM men's game.
And like one, it's like an obstacle course. All the things that men have to go through.
Tug of war.
From like junior man to man to senior man. Right? And like in the man part, you gotta grab the baby. You gotta grab the wife. You gotta change the baby diaper while you cooking the food for the wife. Right? Like ACM games.
That's
obstacle course for man.
I like an ACM games as an idea for your presidency.
Right, but because I'm sure I'm not a man, of course, but men learn, in some ways, men learn differently from women in cultural spaces. Some ages, some ways it's the same. But men tend to not ask questions and observe and absorb, you know? And so this intergenerational thing, you start off, they get wash the clothes, mop the floor, all within 5 minutes because your mommy don't know math, right? And then you move on to, like, I do the homework and change the tire because mommy done dressed to go to work and she ain't changing this tire. And then I got a wife, right? Or I got a baby and no wife. I got a baby and I got to try find a wife at the same time.
And time.
These are the obstacles that men go through.
Greg.
What an obstacle course.
You're co-chairman for this 50th conference. What is it that you're doing to make sure this is a success?
Well, now, at this late stage, we're just fine-tuning the conference to make sure it comes off without a hitch, tending to our guests' concerns and accommodations and just making sure the whole, and with the hotel, and making sure it's possible. We're well on our way now. We're about 90% there now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just hoping and praying for a successful conference.
Mm-hmm. So you and your team was responsible for booking the hotel,
yes.
Making sure you get a package deal for the hotel and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So who doing pickup? You in charge of the pickup too?
No, I'm not in charge of
the pickup. I mean, you and your team.
We have persons. We have companion churches here in New Providence that have buses and
transportation.
So we're hoping to use all of those things to come together to assist mm-hmm. our Family Island delegates.
I have a question before you go. And I always wanted to ask this, right? Is the bishop a part of the Anglican Church, man? Because he's bishop, he no longer a part of a branch?
No, he's a patron. He's actually the patron of the Anglican Church men's mm-hmm. organization.
But I mean, like how you attend meeting every month. I'm asking if he's attend that.
He doesn't attend meetings every month, but he will certainly attend the conference and at the major mm-hmm. sessions, he will be present.
Now, people assume that the bishop is the most important person in the hierarchy. What about the ACW? How is the ACW supporting the ACM in the road to there?
Because on Sunday, I spoke at the ACW's opening service of their, this is their conference week, and they're also celebrating their 60th anniversary. And so I spoke to them and I reached out to them for support for our conference coming up. And I realized too the power of women, and you cannot ignore the power of women. And I mm-hmm. said to them, listen, your husbands, your sons, your brothers, your nephews, they are ACM members, and we need your support in making sure that they participate actively, mm-hmm. they join the ACM. And, you know, I think I got a good buy-in from them.
Because I have one Aunt Esther, right? And me and Aunt Esther, we could, because I'm Anglican, St. Anne's Anglican,
okay,
right? Good. Father Joaquin reminded me, you're born Anglican, you're dead Anglican, don't lose yourself. I will volunteer me and Aunt Esther to call anybody, right? Like, we can call you and say, now, look here,
make
cousin.
Make sure you registered.
Make sure you registered. Don't worry, I ain't gonna be there to pinch you and kiss you, but make sure you go, you're going to enjoy it. And, you know, that type of encouragement will get you.
That goes a long way. It is invaluable. Yeah. And so we definitely engage the ACW to support us as we support them in their mission.
You mm-hmm. talk about being registered, and I'm assuming that each parish is responsible for registering their membership to attend this conference, or there's a central body?
Yeah, there's a form that you can fill out and you can send in to us, or you can reach out to your branch president. If you're not an ACM, you can also attend the conference. So I wanted to just
If I'm an Anglican Church member, but I never committed to joining the ACM, I still could come to the conference?
An Anglican Church person, you just need to be a man.
I just need to be a man to attend?
So if you want to attend the conference, not attached to any Anglican church, you can reach out to us. We can provide you a form, mm-hmm. and you can participate in our conference.
And then I want to say, if you're a young man or a man hoping to start your own church, to take up a leadership position in the church that you're in, come out, talk to the men here in an established church with an established system so you could learn more, you could glean from.
Yeah, you can see the management. You can see the inner workings of our organization in that way.
I want to talk Harbor Island back again. why Harbour Island? Why did you decide, hey, you're going to do some outreach work here? Of all the islands, why Harbour Island this time?
So, because it's easy, one, it's easy to get to. And, you know, when we go by fast ferry, we can carry 100 people, 120 people without any real issues. Also, we wanted to re-engage our team in Eleuthera. And so a lot of the guys from mainland will come over to participate in the work that we do. We've already met with them, and they're happy to be a part of that. And we wanted to take the guys to a place where they couldn't be distracted. You have a conference in Nassau, and you say, well, we're going to do work at Thelma Gibson Primary School. Some guys are going to come. Some guys ain't going to come.
All right. It starts at 8. Some can show up at 10. Some can leave for some lunch leave, and don't be gone up for 2 hours. And
so we say, you know what? Let's figure out a way to make sure. Because, again, the value of the camaraderie is so important. We go on a boat. We do our work. We come back on a boat.
Mm-hmm. All of us and some mosquitoes.
All of us and some mosquitoes. And so you know that from that morning, we have breakfast on the dock. We jump on the boat. We head over. During that time, we're engaging. We're having discussions. We're, mm-hmm. you know, getting an appreciation for how things are going. When we get to the island, we have service. We pray together. We fellowship together. We get to work. And then we turn back as we leave Harbour Island. We said, you know what? We made a difference here.
Mm-hmm. We go home. And made a difference here within our own team and within Harbour Island.
And
that's wonderful.
And it's also indeed good to see a bunch of men together doing in the, mm-hmm. In the community.
Absolutely.
Very, very seldom now you see men gather in groupings and doing something positive. And this is a good opportunity for us to mm-hmm. do that as well.
Now, I know I can't come in. I ain't even gonna try sneaking. I okay. One thing I want you all to put on the table, though, is rites of passage. How can the church help to recreate or re-entrench positive rites of passage for young men that also align with our expectations for the development of our young women who are developing at the same time as them? Yeah. I just throwing it out there. Don't worry, you're not throwing it on the table.
I was going to ask a Sherman a question, but I could ask Moss this. I want to know your executive board. They just call their names out so the general listening audience can say, okay, I know Javon Moss, you know the rest of the team.
Certainly. My vice president is Kenrick Major. He's also co-chairing the.
You tell me the church too.
Sure, he's also co-chairing the 50th conference along with Brother Greg Sherman. He goes to Holy Cross. Our chaplain also goes to Holy Cross. His name is Brian Brown. Mm-hmm. We also have as our treasurer Mr. Errol Thompson.
Sanat.
He goes to Saint.
So how come I know that? I go to Saint Anne's.
You go to Saint Anne's.
The question is, when do you go, sir?
More than you.
I don't ever see you there when I go.
You went last. You went. I go to church functions. I don't see you.
You go to the functions.
I go to the functions.
I'm not allowed. I'm a good Anglican woman. I don't go out in my house unchaperoned after dark.
So. Yeah. When last you participated in the Eucharist? See where are you going? Leave me alone. Let me go back to the president.
Darius Ferguson is our assistant treasurer. He goes to St. George's Anglican Church, and our secretary is Durante Shallow. He goes to St. Agnes. Our assistant secretary is Ethan
Adley
from.
Oh, St. cousin Ambrose. Ethan. That's St. our cousin, Ambrose. Cousin yeah. Ethan Adley. Okay. Yes. Oh, good stuff.
Those are the executive team members. We also have directors of branch formation and retention. That's Godfrey Arthur. We also have a director who's responsible for our website on our skills bank. That's
hold on, skills bank?
You have a website? Yes. two things.
Listen, hold on. I want you all to understand that that's a rite of passage for organizations and community development.
Let me write that down. So once I ask him about that after he finishes.
For skills bank, you have matured as an organization.
So we do have a website and a skills bank, and the director is C.J.
McKinsey.
He goes to Holy Cross. He's also very involved in the development of young boys through baseball and softball.
Right.
Freedom Farm.
Mm-hmm. Huge. We have a director of our constitutional review.
Seymour?
It used to be Seymour. It's now my friend from Epiphany. Anyway, it'll come back to me. Mm-hmm. He deals specifically with, right now we're doing a full review of our constitution and
The ACM.
The ACM constitution. Yeah,
yeah. All right.
We also have a vice president of the North. That's Raina Pradelis. He's in Grand Bahama. He goes to St. Jude's. And we also have a vice president of the Turks and Caicos region. That is Garland. And he goes to St. Monica in Providentialis.
Okay.
Way in Garland.
I just want to make a point. When you take on a role like this, you hire the men in your community. Your duty of care is to do due diligence, to be disciplined and create structures and to tend to those structures. And it's so wonderful to see, and I hope other people see this. It's not just a group. It is a body, and it's a body corporate, and it requires work to maintain the body corporate and to maintain the community.
And the other thing that you don't realize is while you're maintaining this body corporate, there's a development of care that you don't even recognize. Mm-hmm. And I had a hard time with losing some ACM members along the way. And you don't realize how strong of a relationship, how strong of a bond, and how much you care about people
mm-hmm.
until you say, this was my brother. This was somebody that I could come to with any issue that's no longer
here. But this is somebody I could call. If I couldn't get to the problem, I could call them and they'll help me deal with it.
This is somebody that I could call at any hour, at any time,
mm-hmm.
and they would come to my support.
You mentioned skill bank. Oh, we got to go take a break. But you mentioned to explain that to me on what it comprised of. But we're going to take a short break right now. I also want to ask Sherman like a regular day of a president of an Anglican Churchman chapter, right? Just tell me about that too. But this is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, we have the Anglican Churchman Council here with me. We have the president, Javon Moss. And of course, we have President Greg Sherman, who is the co-chair of the 50th conference that is happening at where again, Greg?
The Warwick Hotel.
We're going to take a brief break and we're going to be right back and continue this conversation.
Elaine, you hear what Boss Man was saying in the back there just now?
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No. About how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool.
I can't afford to pay that. And you're always crying for him out. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that trend up my boy Tony mm-hmm. through the pandemic. Oh. That same unemployment benefit.
And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we got to do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIBRateIncrease.com.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets relaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green is with me, and I'm talking to the ACM Council. Of course, the President, Javon Moss, is with me. And they said they're having a 50th conference. So it's going to be, where that place going to be again, Sherman?
The Warwick Hotel in Paradise Island.
And which day again that could be again?
That's going to be on the 30th of May through the 2nd of June.
Okay. And before the break, we was talking about the Skill Bank. I want to talk about the Skill Bank and explain what that is. I want to know how you're going to afford to have this conference, because you're growing big, right? I mean, money spending. I know I can tend to have money, right?
Money.
You need money?
Yeah, we do.
Sometimes you just go by fate. But you need money?
Yes, we do.
Good. So let's talk about the Skill Bank, and then we'll go to how you're going to finance this thing, right? But I want to know about, you mentioned Skill Bank.
No problem. If you visit our website, you'll notice that one of the pages reflects our Skills Bank, right? So what we've done is we have a database of all ACM members who are skilled, who has a skill, whether it's a plumber, whether it's a landscaper, whether it's an attorney, whether it's a
doctor,
whether it's everybody.
What's my skill, Aaron?
Real estate, you're a radio personality.
Okay, good.
Celebrity.
Thank you very much.
We would probably put you under the celebrity category.
I appreciate that. I like that already. Okay, let's talk money.
So, money. These conferences cost a lot of money to be able to execute.
Man, you're doing all kind of things. This is going to be expensive.
It's going to be very expensive. And so, a part of the registration will undercut the cost. We're also doing a souvenir booklet. So we're reaching out to corporate Bahamas. I know if this was a woman's event.
Yeah, this is going to have sponsors a long time.
We'd have plenty of sponsors. Yeah. But a men's event, we're going to run into some challenges. But I know somebody in the corporate world out there is listening to our voice and saying they really want to help the men to be able to execute this conference. So, you know, reach out to us.
I know St. Agnes tend to have a lot of money there. I'm just saying. We can lobby St. Agnes Church Men Group, say, hey, we need some sponsors. Give us some ideas.
Yeah. So for example, each branch, you know, they're registering their focus is really registering their members. And obviously they will pay to register and be a part of the conference. But we want the support of corporate Bahamas, corporate TCI to really help us to be able to make this very memorable.
Experience. How do they get in contact with you to assist?
Certainly you can reach me at 427-7070. And you can also reach the co-chair at
456-9140.
I can throw the numbers one more time because people just get grabbing their pen now. So give me the numbers one more time.
427-7070.
Or you can call me at 456-9143.
And if you search on Google Anglican Church Men Council,
mm-hmm.
you could put Bahamas or not, it'll pop up, and what you're looking for is Anglican, it'll say ACM Bahamas TCI colon home, right? And that you're in the right place.
And I can forward money that way?
Yes. If you visit our website, actually there's our banking information, how to support the ACM, it's there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's acmbahamastci.org is our website.
Mm-hmm.
And right on the homepage at the bottom, there's a support the ACM's work link, and that'll take us.
And when you say you need support from corporate Bahamas to sponsor this particular event, yeah. right? Is there like a package? Like how say a platinum gold and thing like that?
Once they reach out to us, we can certainly put together a package. We have reached out to a few strategic partners already, and we have a package mm-hmm. where they can, you know, help us to register patrons. They can have an ad in the booklet. You know, when we come to radio shows, we can mention their names and, mm-hmm. and those kinds of things.
And maybe an ACM Men's Day, like a corporate ACM Men's Day, where whenever they have a casual Friday or casual day, the staff members wear their ACM or their ACW T-shirt. And they make a point to take a picture. So then you say to the corporate body,
These are my people who are working for you.
Right. You know, strengthening them strengthens you.
Indeed.
And
indeed.
The community you operate in.
I want to talk about this Thomas McIntosh event thing. What is this Thomas McIntosh thing?
So Thomas McIntosh, as many of you know, was a president of the St. Agnes branch. He died tragically earlier this year. He was an inspector with the Royal Bahamas Police Force. He was the person who was tragically killed on the highway.
On Myla Butler Highway.
He was in service. he was a true servant in his branch, and certainly he was a true servant as a president, as a member of the council. And we hope to memorialize him by giving away a Thomas Under, who are committed leaders in their ACM branches.
Mm-hmm. You're doing this at this conference, or you're just doing this, planning this in the head?
We will do it through the conference. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to have an event during the conference to be able to present the award. And also we will present a memento to his family. Mm-hmm. Because his contribution certainly was stellar, and he really provided a good example of what it is to be a young leader, mm-hmm. and a young servant in his community.
Mm-hmm. Let's call on our corporate brothers and sisters now, particularly to partner with that award, because how wonderful would it be to have your corporate name attached to the award, mm. to say, we pledge to support this initiative.
Yeah, certainly. I would hope that corporate Bahamas would really throw their support behind that event in particular. Because one of the things that we do a good job of, or we do a lot of work in, is identifying when we're not doing well. But in times when we showcase men that have...
doing something positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that have wrapped their minds around how to the responsibilities that they have, I don't know if we are as responsive mm-hmm. in that space. And so we really need to acknowledge that there are young men that are doing the right things. Mm-hmm. And I think if enough young men see those types of people, you know, we can save a few of our young men. Mm-hmm. And if we could save a few, eventually we can save many.
When we realize that we have a critical mass of good men, right? And it's realizing that.
Yeah.
I want to do a quick rapid question here is, how many branches, ACM branches you have now?
We have 17 in Nassau, and our newest branch in Nassau is St. Christopher's in Lifeaki. And we have about 30 branches throughout the archipelago, and that includes our newest branch is the one at All Saints in Crooked Island, Church Grove of Crooked Island. And then we also have several branches in the Turks and Caicos, including St. Monica, St. Bartholomew is in
Great Harbor Key.
In Great Harbor Key. St. Mary and St. in Grand Turk. And then we have some membership in Salt Key.
So about 50 different branches.
Yeah, it's about 50 branches.
50 branches. And before we go,
because go ahead. Now we'll be breaking down the numbers, 50 branches to cook out a branch. We can raise this money.
You like, see, you keep on talking about food. But one time, I know there was an event at St. James, some kind of grillo competition. You all still do that grillo competition?
Oh, definitely.
You need to talk about the grillo competition, please.
That's the
because I got to bring Aaron now to get some food. But yeah. Go ahead, talk about the grillo
competition. I mean, you bring it up.
I say it. Go ahead.
Put this on your calendar.
Put it on the calendar, Aaron. Mm-hmm.
Since you like ACM food so much, put this on your calendar. Mm-hmm.
When is it?
Every October holiday weekend, mm-hmm. the Father Anthony Roberts annual ACM King of the Grill
cook-off
happens in Adelaide. And Adelaide is awakened during that event. It's quite the festival. I'm sure Colin Wright, who is the chairman emeritus, if he's listening, he's right at the edge of it, really charged up, and he likes the camaraderie that happens and the competition that happens.
Who won last year? I mean, it's October soon, but I mean, who won
last year? St. Gregory is won last year.
I just want to know who Coco are going to. Make sure they go to
St. Gregory's is having a big fair this weekend.
See, there you go.
So, Aaron, if you want food, St. Gregory's can have it on.
And now we know they win the cookout, so
let me set the record straight. I haven't tasted ACM food yet. This is why I'm so excited. Mm. But the ACW food is nothing to refuse. Don't never refuse it. No. Even if you can't eat it, look at it. It'll fill your belly.
Take it with you.
So now I need to taste the AC because they got a secret. They have a secret rock oven, Mr. Newry, and they is be they cooking in the bush without us woman them, and I need to taste it.
Yeah.
I'm excited. October coming soon, and Crimson Gregory's having their cookout thing too. But we have our last 4 minutes. I need to recap everything. I need to know the dates. I need to know where. I need to know who should be coming, you know? So let's start that entire recap of who, when, what, which, how much money to come, and stuff like that.
Yes, the dates for the conference is May
30th. May 30th through June 2nd.
At Warwick Paradise Island. St. Matthew's Anglican Church is the host church. We have a cadre of speakers locally and international, and this is an opportunity for all the branches throughout the Commonwealth of Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Island for the men to come and represent their parish and be a part of a powerful conference.
I also just want to appeal to the listeners. Think about your ACM brothers, friends, and tap them and ask them, are you registered for the 50th conference? Pick up the phone after we go off the air and ask them the question, are you registered for the 50th conference? And if they delay in their response, tell them, go and get registered immediately. This is a conference away from. You do not want to miss this one.
In fact, mums, aunties, go to church and ask for the form. Tell them, print out like 5 or 6 forms for me, because I got some hands I need to put this in. But also, just before you go, every event, every conference like to have a Junkanoo rush out. Everybody, I want to pledge to y'all, though, y'all need to have a rake and scrape out, because our Turks and Island and Turks and Caicos brothers and sisters, they rake and scrape us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we need a rake and scrape out, rush out. At this conference, sir.
Well, on the last day, mm-hmm. the last day, June 2nd, when we meet at Christ Church Cathedral, we'll be walking from
parade the streets.
We will be nice. Parading the streets from in the area of Junkanoo Beach there,
mm-hmm.
in Route 2, and we will be having our bands.
Okay,
you can come out and be a part.
And you'll be your full regalia.
Fully regalia.
Because next year I want every church service that's attached to the conference, y'all must perform the hymns in Rican Scrape. Listen, thank you.
I'd like to thank you for joining us. This has been Guardian Radio AM with CA Nui. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. Of course, we had President Javon Moss, who is the ACM Council President. And of course, we had Greg Sherman, who's and also the co-chairman of the 50th conference that's going to be happening where again?
At the Warwick Hotel, May 30th through June 2nd. St. Mm-hmm. Matthew's Anglican Church is the host parish.
That's a Thursday through a Monday. Tell your boss I need a long weekend. I need 4 days to celebrate with my brethren.
Yes, we got to go. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for hosting us.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.